This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The reason we have special counsel, this is a very important point, and you know it. The reason we have special counsel is because of a conflict of interest. The regulation itself specifically makes reference to a conflict of interest. And we don't like conflicts of interest because it undercuts people's confidence in both the process and the result. So let's be really clear why we have special counsel. There was either a real or perceived conflict of interest that we were fearful would either impact the result or people's confidence in the process. That's why we have something called special counsel, and that's why we have special counsel in this fact pattern. And then, lo and behold, those who are supposed to make sure there are no conflicts of interest seem to have a few of their own. There's a senior prosecutor who sent obsequious emails to a fact witness. She can be described as nothing other than a fact witness. She's a really important fact witness if you pursue the line of inquiry that my Democrat friends want to pursue. They got off of collusion, and now they're on obstruction of justice. She may be the most important fact witness in an obstruction of justice case. And the senior prosecutor for this conflict of interest-free special counsel sent a fawning, obsequious email to a fact witness. And then we have prosecutors assigned to conduct this investigation who donated almost exclusively to one candidate over another. And then we have a prosecutor assigned to this conflict of interest-free team that attended what was supposed to be, what he'd hoped to be, a victory party for Secretary Clinton. And we have a senior DOJ official, Mr. Deputy Attorney General, with an office that used to be two doors down from yours, meeting with Fusion GPS. And Fusion GPS, of course, was paying for Russian dirt on the very person that they're supposed to be objectively investigating. And then that same senior DOJ official's Fusion GPS, his wife was on the payroll of Fusion GPS. And then we have a senior agent assigned to investigate Secretary Clinton's email, help draft the exoneration letter. Well, we changed the language from grossly negligent to extremely careless. Interviewed Secretary Clinton in an interview I've never seen, and I doubt you have either in your career as a prosecutor. Interviewed Michael Flynn, was actively involved in the investigation into the Trump campaign before the inspector general found his text. So this agent, in the middle of almost everything related to Secretary Clinton and President Trump, sent pro-Clinton texts, anti-Trump texts to his paramour in response to being told maybe he is where he is to protect the country from that menace, Donald Trump. He said, I can protect our country at many levels. And then he said Hillary Clinton should win 100 million to nothing. Now think about that, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. That's a pretty overwhelming victory. 100 million to zero. And when I read that last night, what I thought was this conflict of interest free senior agent of the FBI can't think of a single solitary American who would vote for Donald Trump. That's where the zero comes in. Not a single solitary American he can imagine would vote for Donald Trump. This is the conflict of interest free special agent assigned. And then he went on, if that weren't enough, to belittle Trump supporters by saying he could smell them at a Walmart in Virginia. This is the person we needed to avoid a conflict of interest. And then he said this, they fully deserve to go and demonstrate the absolute bigoted nonsense of Trump. But he wasn't content to just disparage Donald Trump. He had to disparage Donald Trump's family. This is what he said, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. He said the douchebags are about to come out. He's talking about our First Lady and children. This conflict of interest-free special agent of the FBI.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us on this very independent radio show. A guest that I've been looking forward to talking with for a long time is with us. In fact, you heard me promo his book on several occasions. The title of the book, Just Right, A Life in Pursuit of Liberty. Dr. Lee Edwards joins us right now. Dr. Edwards, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Pleased to be with you, Bill. Thank you for asking me.
Well, great to have you here to talk about this book. I mean, you have been right alongside the conservative era in the modern era, I should say, the conservative movement, for a number of years. And I was especially touched by your own personal reckoning and evaluation of who you were and the way you articulated you know, where you found yourself prior to making a commitment, and I would say an emphatic commitment to the conservative movement.
Yes, well, that's certainly true. And I was floundering and indulging myself for living over in Paris. Mm-hmm. As a student over there, occasionally going to class, but spending more of my time in cabarets and cafes.
Right.
But the Hungarian Revolution just hit me right between the eyes, and that the sounds of those young men and women my age, because I was a student there at the Sorbonne, saying, you know, we've got rid of the Russians, we got rid of the Russians, and then 2 weeks later the Soviet tanks came back, killed something like 20,000 young Hungarians. And I resolved at that point, once I realized that my government was going to do very little indeed outside of a meaningless statement, that I resolved that I would do whatever I could for the rest of my life to support those who were opposing communism and other forms of tyranny.
Well, you know, even in your assessment, you found yourself at that point in life where you just said, okay, what do I stand for? What is my commitment? What am I going to be about? And then suddenly you're confronted with this opportunity that was absolutely life-changing for yourself and certainly for others that have had the honor of coming into your orbit.
Well, you know, in those early days of the 50s and the 60s, there were three different kinds of conservatives. There were the traditional conservatives, the libertarians, and there were the anti-communists. And I came into the conservative movement as an anti-communist. I mean, I had never read Russell Kirk's The Conservative Mind or even The Road to Serfdom by Hayek. I read him and studied him later, but not at that point. So all of a sudden I found myself with these others and began asking myself, well, what are they all about? And what is the conservative movement all about? Mm-hmm. And that's when I sort of began, you might say, a lifelong exploration and looking at what I think are the truths of our nation and of our founding.
Well, when you got a grasp of what conservatism was all about, what was the light bulb moment for you then?
Well, I think probably it was a little book that Barry Goldwater wrote in 1960 called The Conscience of a Conservative. Mm. And in that book, it's only 120 pages, it was his political manifesto. Goldwater was the guy who ran for president in 1964. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I had an opportunity to be director of his communications. And what he said in the conscience of a conservative is that there are two sides of man, the material side and the spiritual side. And yes, they're both important, but he said that the spiritual side is superior to the material or economic side. And that just struck me so forcibly, and I said, well, that's where I am, and that's what I believe. And I think I've been trying to always make that point for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and I think this is part of the challenge for some conservatives and people of faith, Dr. Edwards, is that, you know, we hear all the time there's supposed to be this separation of church and state. But come on, let's be real here. You know, really what that meant and practically what it means in today's America. And even if you go back historically, you being the historian that you are as well, when you consider any major change that occurred, you know, during America's grand history so far of 240 plus years, at the front of it, it always seems to be people of faith.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I did, Bill, when looking at these three, what I call the three giants of Barry Goldwater, Ronald Reagan, and Bill Buckley, and what's interesting and I think important to keep in mind is that all three of them were men of deep faith. Mm-hmm. No question about it. Buckley, visibly, perhaps more so as a Catholic. Ronald Reagan, a man of deep and profound faith. And even Barry Goldwater, whose father was Jewish, but who was raised as an Episcopalian, he insisted in that campaign of 64 on starting every rally with a prayer. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, said that one of the major themes of his campaign was the need for morality in government. And oh boy, don't we need that today?
Well, without a doubt, our founding fathers said, look at our U.S. Constitution was designed for a people of morality. You take that out of the way and look what you have. You have a 21st century, 2017 America today that is in a bit of chaos because it has unhinged from its moral anchorings.
Well, I think that's why it's important and why I keep writing these books, over 25 of them so far,
yes.
About the individuals and institutions of the conservative movement, trying to get people to draw the important lessons from those individuals and from those institutions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Now, give us some insight. I mean, Barry Goldwater, what I was going to say before we get into some of the detail in your experience with Barry Goldwater, but I'd say Barry Goldwater, though he wasn't president, but came very close, but understood leadership and probably understood a lot of the responsibility that went with it, much like our founding fathers that gave divine providence a lot of credit because they realized in and of themselves they were not very powerful and they just could not make the wise judgments that needed to be made. And interestingly enough, here we are watching the administration of Donald Trump unfold. And, you know, it hit me, Dr. Edwards, the other day is that, you know, it's not like any of these guys go to, you know, a class at Harvard or Yale or any other, you know, prestigious school to learn about being a president. You know, this is probably the biggest OJT job that you could have on the planet when you think about it, you know?
Indeed, indeed. But, you know, what's so remarkable about Goldwater, he's a very rare politician, Bill. We took a poll in January of that year, and he was going to run against Lyndon Baines Johnson, who was the incumbent president. Mm-hmm. The poll showed 80% for Johnson, 20% for us. Mm-hmm. Now, that's our poll.
Yes.
So what does that mean? That means that the chances are almost impossible for you to win.
Right.
You're in a losing campaign. And yet, Barry Goldwater said, well, I'm still going to raise that conservative banner. I'm still going to offer a conservative choice and not a liberal echo. He saw his duty and decided to stand by it and to deliver on it.
And because of what he did, though he was not successful, he certainly made the way, I think most people would agree, for one Ronald Reagan.
Absolutely. He, for example, raised the issue such as the need for a flat tax.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about the need for doing something about Social Security, having a voluntary option about it. He said that government is too large and maybe we need to sell off parts of it. And he provided Ronald Reagan with a platform in which to make that very famous TV speech, A Time for Choosing. Mm. And I think it can be said, really, Bill, that if there had been no Barry Goldwater running for president, we would not have had Ronald Reagan as our president some 16 years later, because making that TV address made Ronald Reagan a political star overnight.
Well, we got to hit the pause button, go to break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Our conversation with Lee Edwards.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Getting America back on track.
I'm addressing Christmas cards. I think cute. Each one has a little bunny on it, dressed up
Martinez Live.
Our conversation with Dr. Lee Edwards continues. We're talking about his new book, Just Right, A Life in Pursuit of Liberty. We were just talking about the impact that Barry Goldwater had in conditioning the market, being the one that stirred up the soil and made it right for one Ronald Reagan to come on the scene, Dr. Edwards. Let's get a little bit more detail on that.
Well, it certainly is the case that, for example, Barry Goldwater broke the Democratic hold on the solid South. He only won six states, but five of them were in the deep South. Now, he did not run it by running as a racist or as a bigot. He ran it by as a limited government and victory in the Cold War kind of conservative. And by doing that, breaking the Democratic hold, he enabled the Republican Party to become truly a national party. And as you know, today, most of the South is solid, but not for the Democrats, but for the Republicans. And that was something else that Barry Goldwater, whom I call the most consequential loser in American politics.
Well, and that was going to be my next question. Did Senator Goldwater understand what he put into motion? I mean, it's difficult. He fought the good fight, and he came up short, lost to LBJ, as we know. What was his assessment after everything was all said and done? Because, like you said, he set the stage for conservatism.
Well, he felt that, on the one hand, that he had this responsibility, particularly to young conservatives like myself who were importuning him to run, and he had an obligation there. And he was very much conscious of what the Democrats would do. You know, if you talk about and think about what would have happened under a Goldwater administration, and there are two things I think we can say. Number one, that there would not have been the kind of land war in Vietnam that we got entangled with tragically over there in Vietnam. But the senator said, too, on more than one occasion, he would bring in the Joint Chiefs of Staff, say, okay, you've got 12 months, solve this thing, end it one way or the other, and then we're going to pull out. And by the way, two things, no land war, no troops going into it, and no use of nuclear weapons. So we would not have had 58,000 Americans dying as we did in Vietnam. Secondly, we wouldn't have had any great society. Now, some people would say that would be a terrible loss. But on the other hand, the Heritage Foundation has done a number of reports over the years. We have spent something like $10 trillion on our welfare system, and we still have those people who need our help with us.
Yes.
So that utopian experiment would not have been conducted if Barry Goldwater had been president.
Right. An extension of that, of course, was the war on poverty, which now has amounted to somewhere around $22-23 trillion. We started out with a number of about 15%, that money was not initially, it was never thought that it was going to rise to that level. But here we are, and we look at it today, and after $22 trillion, what is it? It went from 15 to 15.1%. So maybe Jesus was right. He said the poor we would always have with us, right?
Well, I think also that the impact of that welfare on the psychological makeup of all those people who become dependent upon welfare, and even someone as liberal as Daniel Patrick Moynihan, later a senator from New York, said that we have not calculated properly the impact on the family of our welfare. Welfare war that we're conducting, and he warned of the negative impact of the welfare system on the American family, and particularly the African American family.
And why can't we address that? Why can't we admit that we made some mistakes? We've invested all these trillions of dollars and found out it didn't work. What is it about the bureaucracy that Ronald Reagan said that is probably the closest thing to eternal life this side of heaven?
Right. Well, you know, Bill, it would take a full court press by the right president, the right Congress, the right governors, the right media, and everyone's saying, look, we've got to admit there have been mistakes made. Well, how can we correct them? What can we do to get things under control? You know, a $20 trillion deficit, which is now, what is it per family? Almost $200,000, I think, per American family. Right. That's just unconscionable.
And that's assuming that every one of the families pay their share, right?
Right, right. Okay. Or we're able to pay their share.
Right, exactly.
We're able to do so.
Mm-hmm. No, it's unconscionable. But more than anything else, the way I look at it, Dr. Edwards, is it's the dignity of humanity. We have compromised that. We have stolen that away from them. And if we could see it that way, that would get us possibly out of the political realm and look at people in a higher way, as opposed to just being objects of a campaign or another vote.
Well, I think it's wonderfully put, and I think that we need to have those kinds of discussions, those kinds of debates. And maybe some people might say, oh, well, it's a little too theoretical, too philosophical. But unless we get at the root of the problem, we're just going to keep on doing what we've been doing for 20, 30, 40 years.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the definition of insanity. And a lot of people would agree that we seem to be in the stranglehold of insanity, because we just keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. Regarding Ronald Reagan, when he initially came in to the office, I was in California, so I was able to witness firsthand in California his leadership. First time ever in my experience that a governor actually gave money back to the people, said, hey, we've collected too much money. We're going to give you money back. I go, whoa, what is this? What a novel concept. But he goes and he runs for the Oval Office, and the things that the media had to say about him, the Democrats making him seem like he was some sort of bumbling idiot, that he just didn't have the intelligence, and certainly it was going to be a big mistake if he ever became the president of the United States. But by evidence and by application, he proved all those naysayers terribly wrong. Thank God.
Well, he did tell, and I know the line was by Clark Clifford, who was an old Democrat here in D.C., was that Reagan was an amiable dunce.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I met Ronald Reagan for the first time in late 1965, spent 2 days on the trail with him while I was working on a profile of him. He invited us up to his home for iced tea and cookies, put us in his library den, and I walked over, and there were, on these bookshelves, dozens and dozens and dozens of books, history, economics, politics, and so forth, including conservative classics. I said to myself, things like The Road to Serfdom by Hayek, like Witness by Whitaker Chambers, Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt. And I said, well, maybe they're not real books, so I pulled them out. They were dog-eared, underlined, noted, and annotated. And here was a thinking, reasoning man who had arrived at his philosophy the old-fashioned way, one book at a time. And I realized he had an intellectual foundation on which he could run as governor, as president, whatever it might be. And that, I think, is what carried him through so many crises when he was president.
Exactly. Well, we've got about a minute and a half left. You and I could spend hours if you could put up with me. I love the book. I love the conversation and what you're sharing with us here, Dr. Edwards. But I want to wrap things up with William F. Buckley. Tell us about Buckley.
Well, Bill Buckley was the original Renaissance man. You know, he came from a very wealthy background. His wife was even wealthier than he. And yet, what did he? He could have been what I call the playboy of the Western world. But instead, he chose to be the St. Paul of the conservative movement, evangelizing about conservative principles, about first principles, going back to our founding, limited government, individual freedom, free enterprise, traditional American values, a strong national defense. Did that for 60 years until he finally said goodbye, typing his column in front of his PC, and that's how he was found at the very end of his life. But he made more of a difference, I think.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Holiday travel is about spending time with loved ones, whether it's a vacation or a trip back home. However, often we get too caught up in the stress of a season. Here's how to reduce travel stress and put your happiness in perspective. Sean Acor, happiness expert.
Planning a holiday trip can certainly feel stressful, but it's important to remember the end goal, joy. Rather than focusing on long security line or traffic, stop and reflect upon how lucky you are to travel and how challenges make our travel stories even better. I found that one of the best ways to reduce stress on the trip is planning, by taking early steps, like researching hotels and booking intelligently. I like to use my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, which lets me earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend and doesn't limit my travel plans with blackout dates. That way, every vacation leads to more opportunities to travel, and that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Send your emails direct. MSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Martinez live.
No, no, I'm a Mr. Red Undercover and I shoot you want to get rid of my leg rifle.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Wow. What's this?
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, as independent as you like us and just the way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Poor Ralphie. And, you know, just a reminder of all the great movies that we have to enjoy this holiday season. Welcome back. This is the place that we've never been afraid to say Merry Christmas to you, okay? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Daniel Garza joins us. A little bit of his background. It's been a while since we've had him on, but I will remind you, he began his public career, service career as a congressional staff assistant for U.S. Congressman Richard Hastings. In 2001, he was tapped by George W. Bush administration to serve as Deputy Director of External and Intergovernmental Affairs in the Office of the Secretary of the Department of Interior, was appointed in 2004 to Associate Director of the Office of Public Liaison in the White House. Today, the Executive Director of the Libra Initiative, Daniel Garza, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing terrific, Mr. Martinez. Thank you so much again for the invitation.
Oh, no, Daniel, please. And please call me Bill. You know, you and I mean, we're compadres here, man.
You got it, Bill.
We gotta hang in here, man, fighting a good fight here on behalf of the people to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. But I want to get your read on tax reform. A lot being put out there. Nancy Pelosi says, oh my gosh, this is Armageddon. I mean, she had to bring God into the situation here. So now we have Armageddon with tax reform. What's the reality of tax reform as you see it here, Daniel?
Yeah, well, I disagree with Nancy Pelosi. It won't be the last time. Look, I feel that the most important action we can take to promote economic growth, mm-hmm. increase jobs and prosperity, wages and opportunity for people, and really improve America's competitive standing in the world is by easing tax burdens on employers and employees alike. And so we need to pass substantial, bold tax reform. It's just necessary for America.
I think the opportunity for the Beltway here, Daniel, and you know better than I do, I mean, you've worked there, so you know how it goes, is that the vision that has been cast by our chief executive officer, President Donald Trump, is one for growth and opportunity. And already just on the horizon and the mere articulation of that vision has got people excited. I mean, people are dreaming big dreams again about every bank I speak with, says Bill, you know, small business activity has gone up exponentially. It looks rather bright. We look at the stock market. It may hit 25,000 this week. It's incredible the numbers that have been happening. Unemployment, all-time low, may set a record as well. GDP, of which they said the president would never hit 3. They laughed at him. They laughed at him like they laughed at Mitt Romney when he said Russia was our biggest enemy. And of course, now it's a different story a couple of years later with some experience and the truth being out there. But they laughed, made fun of the president, and now we've had two quarters, even as we deal with some major natural disasters like two hurricanes, and we're at 3.3. Most incredible that this would happen within the first year. So the toll number of the wins and the positive things that I believe that we're looking at stand in the face of all this negativity and words like Armageddon.
Bill, nothing upsets me more than when the left diminishes the importance of what it means to have increases in productivity. Mm-hmm. We got to help get America back to over 3% GDP growth or higher. And of course, that would then result in increased wages and increased jobs and increased opportunities. We've grown weary of minus 2% growth. That right. is not normal.
Exactly.
You know, so today, you know, we focus on the Latino community. There's 4 million Latino businesses that need relief. Mm-hmm. And that's important because only 50% of small businesses that are owned by minorities survive past 5 years, and only a right. third survive past 10 years. And a lot of that has to do with the imposition of so much government regulation and rules and taxation.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Daniel, because the Latino community is so misrepresented and mischaracterized in some regards. At the very heart of the Latino community is this this culture that we were raised with, Daniel, that, you know, we've never been afraid of hard work. We've worked hard. We've worked our butts off.
Absolutely.
We are yeah. producers. And it galls me when some of these people try to put the Latino community in some sort of monolithic block of some sort in order to advance their agenda. That is not true. We are hardworking
people.
Not at all. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, what's important here, Bill, to understand is that the U.S. Latino community is the wealthiest Latino community in the world. There are 15 million of us who make over $50,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
But we're 60,000, so that means there's 45 million who also need tax relief, who also need a break, who also need help with their small businesses and you know, reaching that point of sustainability. And the left, what they've done is crammed government down their throats and dependency and more government programs that do not help lift Latinos and get them on that, you know, path towards economic prosperity. And so what we're saying is, you know, we believe in the Latino community and their skills and their talents, and we believe in our free market and the free enterprise system to lift them. We know that is the case because we've seen it throughout the arc of history.
Exactly. Especially Latinos that have just come from other countries here recent, maybe first, second generation. They do not forget easily what it was like in their country of birth. And they come here to the United States because of liberty, because they have a fair shot to realize this dream that wakes them up in the middle of the night and has them out there working hard, providing for their families, educating their children, being positive contributors to the American dream and this great American experiment. And we're grateful for that. My dad was, and his father before him, felt the same way. And this is what we were taught as kids growing up, you know, a family of nine kids, you know, that, you get what you give, you work hard, you go in, you put an honest day's work, and go ahead and dream big dreams is what my dad used to always say to us.
Amen. Look, but what's happening right now is that there's no greater contributor to a rigged economy than the U.S. tax code. And that's tripping up a lot of people, a lot of folks who want to, improve their lot in life. And tax reform is Washington's opportunity to unrig it. We feel very strongly about that. 72% of Americans believe that our economy is rigged to the advantage of the rich and the powerful. And, you know, this plan lets hardworking Americans keep more of what they earn and treat taxpayers fairly. It also, I think, makes U.S. companies more competitive worldwide, and it attracts new companies and businesses to our country. So, you know, we have to remove incentives for U.S. companies to move capital and operations and jobs overseas. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're thrilled about this plan. You know, obviously it has issues that have to be ironed out. It could be better. But where we're at right now, we feel very satisfied and very pleased that this is a pro-growth plan.
Well, compared to what we went through 8 years earlier, this is a grand step forward, right? And so the opportunity that I mentioned to you earlier, because you've been there and you know the inner workings, and as you just said, is that we have to stay vigilant on it to realize the dream and vision that Donald Trump has for tax reform, that it is growth driven, even though some others want to look at the glass half empty. He's looking at it half full and projecting, hope and prosperity and the good things that every American has been lacking for the last 8 years. So the opportunity is, let's get this thing passed. Let's stay vigilant. Let's make sure that it does realize the full benefit and vision of what this president and what a lot of us are hoping it can be. But if we think that, hey, look, we're going to leave it up to Congress, let them pass it, and then let the politicians and the lobbyists handle this thing, then it's going to get twisted and bent out of shape and not be the tax reform that America expects and is calling for, right?
Indeed. Look, I think if there's one thing that Donald Trump knows, the president understands business, and he also understands history. Mm-hmm. And in the past, you know, when Kennedy cut taxes, when Reagan...
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you.
Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645.
NMLS number 1136.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're talking with the executive director of the Libra Initiative. Daniel Garza is with us. Daniel, hasn't been since the OJ trial, when there was a decision that came down that was so disruptive across this country. And I've said on the show, boy, I haven't heard so much flashback since the OJ trial as the decision that came down in the Kate Steinle murder case. But the big difference here, and I haven't seen it, is that where you had the black community coming out in numbers cheering the decision, I'm not seeing the Latino community coming out in mass celebrating this Steinle murder decision.
This is a shocker to everybody. I think this is a jolt to the U.S. justice system. You know, what they felt was a slam dunk turns out. I don't know if it was just shoddy legal defense here or prosecution. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this sent shockwaves across America and to a lot of people. And look, the political ramifications here is that folks are going to get, I think, tougher on sanctuary cities and not allow for this. You have to allow law enforcement, local officials, and federal officials share information. At the end of the day, it's also the immigrant community that are in danger from these criminals who commit violent acts. You know, exactly. Of course, you know, Americans too, but you know, they're the ones who reside in immigrant communities, and they are the ones who are most vulnerable too, and they have to step up and be involved in this.
And this has been tough, as you say, for the immigrant community to stand up against this because they're the first ones to be objectified, you know, whether it's in, drug running or sex solicitation, these kind of things, because when you are here as an illegal, as you and I had discussed before, Daniel, where can they go? I mean, there's no protection under the law for them.
they are vulnerable. And you know what the tragedy here is that the left misrepresents them. You know, like, for example, DACA. DACA has support, but the left is demanding it's their way or the highway. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we know that Obama's intractability showed us that it's going to be the highway. And, yes. You know, Republicans and Democrats have to reach consensus. And Democrats do not get to define what, you know, DACA legislation is or immigration legislation is. They both do. They have to come together. This is not a Democrat majority. They got to learn when to be pragmatic. And instead, all they do is hurl insults and hateful labels. And who suffers because of it? The immigrant community.
Exactly. Well, the fact of the matter is we're dealing with DACA right now because it is the result of the sins of both parties that have been going on for a long time for varying different motivations. Here we are today with a broken immigration system. And, you know, the president talks about super vetting. I just say, why don't you just vet? We got laws in place. We've got excellent immigration laws in place. It's just that, like everything else, people want to break the law. And like in this particular case with this immigrant, illegal immigrant that was here who killed Kate Stanley, you know, he's a 6-7 time felon. And, you know, and it's like, wait a minute, what were we going to wait for? For the 10th felony to finally make sure he stayed out? And, of course, now, you've got the federal government coming in and saying, we're pressing charges against him. So he could be facing 50, 70 years, of prison time as a result of what he did there in San Francisco.
No, absolutely. So obviously something has to be done in this individual case. But, you know, with respect to policy, you talked about different motivations. It just blew my mind that candidate Hillary Clinton would say that I am going to go beyond Barack Obama on executive action. It's already in the courts. It's already been shot down. And you want to go further? And that just, of course, exposes the fact that they're not interested in real reform. They're not interested in viable policy. They just want to distance themselves from any kind of, you know, a reasonable policy where folks can come together on, where Americans can agree. They want to take the extreme and then point to the other side as being intractable and hateful and, you know, bigots and whatever. Let's get to solutions. I know we can do that. But when you take such an extreme position, you know, of course, you're going to distance yourself away from where America is at. And you know, you just see that on the left, and it's so frustrating, you know, that they're not really seeking answers. All they want to do is politicize the situation.
Yeah, without a doubt, and it's a continual waste of money. I mean, hey, this is our tax money. This is what we're paying for. And even illegals, I mean, they talk about how they're contributing to the coffers of this government. Yes, that may be the case, but what a big waste of money that we're putting right down the black hole and the drain here, pursuing things that really do not advance the cause legitimately. And you bring up a good point here, Daniel. I want people to really catch this in terms of the misrepresentation of the Latino community. Most Latinos that I speak with are not ideologically fixed. They're very well grounded in their politics. They may not want to talk about it because they don't want to, you know, they don't want to fight. You know, they just want to sit around. When they're engaging and with people it's about relationship. Hey, let's play the guitar. Let's have a beer. Let's have a good time. Here, have a churro, a tortilla, you know. But I mean, it's not about all this, this crazy political stuff that gets, off the rails here. What bothers me is the misrepresentation of the community.
Absolutely. The left would like everybody to think that all Latinos care about is leftist politics and just on the issue of immigration. Look, Latinos are like all other Americans. We care about the economy, about education, about health care, about national security and immigration and border security when it comes to immigration, too. So you know, here's the thing. They also think a lot of folks have the false notion that that the Latino vote is baked into the left. It is not. And I'll give you a quick example. In Colorado, this was a state that Barack Obama won by 65% in 2008, and then he won it by 85% in 2012. Mm-hmm. Michael Bennett, the Democrat senator, won it 90% of the Latino vote. And then Cory Gardner comes around in 2014 and runs for the U.S. Senate as a Republican. And engages the Latino community on the economy, on education, on health care, you know, all these issues that I'm talking about. And he got 45% of the Latino vote, totally turned it around. And that's because, you know, he informed the community and engaged with them directly. And you just have to do the hard work, and Latinos are going to respond.
What other issues? I wanted to give you an opportunity to address the key issues in the Latino community right now that they're targeting?
Yes. So for us, the economy is a big deal. School choice and, you know, when it comes to education is also a big deal. You know, parents, you know, they care about, you know, the educational system that is keeping their kids, you know, from you know, a position better in the marketplace. Look, mm-hmm. you need certain tools. You need to be a value in the marketplace in order to move up the economic ladder. And a lot of schools are failing to do that. And, you know, so we've been very involved at the state level, doing a lot of lobbying across the country in the state legislatures to get school choice options done. And we've received massive support from the Latino community. It's over 70% support for that.
Wow,
and then
great.
Obviously tax reform. You know, done right, we can get lower rates, more certainty, higher wages, and millions of jobs like I was talking about. And then that's economic growth for the Latino community. And we want that too. You know, to have a thriving America, you need a thriving Latino community. And to have a thriving Latino community, you need a thriving America. And so we need to get involved on these kind of issues that are going to be important for our children.
Right. It is a symbiotic relationship, no doubt about it. The thing that is surprising to me is how, in the face of the empirical evidence, you cited JFK, Ronald Reagan, even with Bill Clinton, when changes were made about tax reform, entitlements, welfare, you know, those sort of things. We've had positive outcomes, but yet how quickly they're ignored and set to the wayside in order to, I think, get desperate to get a vote. It's kind of like a musician. Instead of practicing the scales, they decide to distort the sound and just make it louder.
There's no question that there are leftist partisan hacks who would actually prefer that this tax plan fail, that we actually not produce growth, not produce jobs, not produce higher wages for purely partisan reasons. And it is irresponsible. And you know, you see it in their eyes almost sometimes when they talk about these tax plans. It, like you say, in the face of what has been historically proven, that when people have more money in their pockets, they innovate more, they commerce more, they trade more, they create real, real growth, not government programs, but real products and services that are being delivered and imported, and that they increase, you know, wage demand and labor. It's just it boggles the mind.
Well, the other thing to look at, too, that people are not talking about here, they talk about it in a restricted sort of manner, and that is the global impact. A stronger America makes for a stronger world. America's citizens, they raise the bar. They start being more productive. Guess what happens to the rest of the world, Daniel?
Bill, if you make $36,000 a year, you are part of the world's wealthiest 1%, according to the World Bank. And half of the world's 1% reside in America. We are a wealthy nation because of our free market system. 86% of our millionaires are self-made. That's important for people to understand. That means they've generated their own wealth. They didn't inherit it. They created it. But it's because we have a system that allows for that. I mean, we're 5% of the world's population, but we have one-third of the world's millionaires. Yeah. Again, that's because of our free market system, and we have to defend it. But it also requires that we stop drawing so much money and so much wealth from the private sector and sending it over to where it's non-productive in the government.
Now, without a doubt, we start, rewarding positive behavior, growth behavior. That's what we'll get. And this is what Donald Trump brings to the discussion. And, many of us are very hopeful with this, and we look forward to tax reform that will be realized and beneficial for all concerned. Daniel Garza, the executive director of the Libra Initiative. Daniel, is always a pleasure to have you with us. Look forward to having you back as always. Have yourself a very Merry Christmas, huh?
Very Merry Christmas as well. God bless.
God bless.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated?